Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to episode 100 of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 7th to the 10th of April 2025. Episode 100, centenary, well, kind of. That's good, isn't it? As if we've done 100 episodes of this, Ray. It feels like we've only been doing it minutes. It feels like episode 2, doesn't it?
We are pros. What can pros, we say, Robin? Do you souls. Know what? We are consistent now. We can officially put that on our CVs if we need to.
Yeah, consistent. We won't tell them what we're consistent with, but we're definitely consistent. Right, folks, before we crack on with this week, bit of an announcement. I'm going to do this at the start instead of the end like we normally do with stuff like this, just so everybody's caught it. Next week, it's a little minor announcement for you. It's potentially exciting stuff for me, right? So next week, we're going to be uploading a day late. It's going to be on the Sunday and not the Saturday. Reason for that being is that I'm off on a little trip to Devon next week. Well, I leave tomorrow, so exciting. And do you know what? It's just me and the laptop. And I'm going down to a little writer's retreat. And I'm...
To write, you and the laptop tap, to tapping. Write. Okay, just to clarify.
Woo. I have had a book in my head that I've been wanting to write, but it's never formed properly in my head. Like, and it's been in my head for years, but I've never been sure how to do it exactly. I've got it now, so I'm off to Devon to get started on it, and I'm very, very excited about it.
So, and the writer's block is over now, right?
Totally and utterly done. Yeah. It wasn't even like writer's block I had with this. It was just like I've been trying a few times to get it started, and I'm sort of like, it just doesn't feel right. It wasn't formed properly in my head, but now it's all clicked. And I'm very, very excited about it. So I'm going off to Devon tomorrow and I'm starting writing it. And you'll be hearing much more about it.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it's about?
Not yet. It's a fantasy. I'll give that much.
So it's not like any of your previous books.
No, it's not any of my previous books.
He's a very good writer, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I've read all of his previous work.
Thanks.
So it's nothing like your other book.
No, I used to be a sort of crime writer, like novellas that I was self-publishing, like mystery sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Used to do that. Then COVID happened and I had to go and get a proper job. This hopefully is something that I can start to get back into writing properly again. So I'm very, very excited. It is a fantasy series. It's very different from anything I've done before, and I will reveal more as time goes on, but I'm aiming to have it done by the end of the year, so fingers crossed. But yes, amongst all of that, the thing that's relevant to you is that next week it's a Sunday episode and not a Saturday episode. Okay, cool, marvelous.
So this will be on Sunday the 18th.
Oh, you 19th. went into that all announcement like as if you knew the date.
I know, like I knew.
As if you knew what we were talking about.
It'll be the 20th, so forget what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sunday the 20th of April will be the next episode that is aired.
Yes.
Clarity. There we go.
But there we go. All right, so, and I will tell you more about the book as time goes on. Exciting.
Yes.
Right, ladies and gents. This week, Martin Fowler, we buried him. We said bye-bye to Martin officially at last. Feels like the body has been sat in that mortuary for weeks and weeks and weeks
I've never known him mourn somebody so much as they have Martin.
I mean, quite right. We've all been mourning Martin in various forms over the past few couple of months, really, isn't it? But we are finally at the funeral. We are finally saying goodbye to him. So we've got much to discuss there. And then a couple of other little bits. Bianca and Sonia, they came to clash. And what exactly is going on with Joel and Vicky and... Ross. Not Alex.
Indeed, not Alex,
Ross. Not
Ross.
Alex, Ross. So we have quite a lot to get on with in this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, we'll kick off episode 100. We're talking about Bianca and Sonia and the lesson, clearly, that podcasts are nothing but trouble. All right, they destroy families. You know, we destroy.
Who listens to podcasts anyway?
Who listens? There was quite a few lines about that this week from Kat. I felt attacked.
Yeah,
was that all right, Kat?
Calm
chill
down,
out, love.
Kat. Quite a few people listen to
Thank
podcasts,
you.
Actually.
Yeah, I'll have you know, Mrs. Yeah. So, obviously, Bianca has done this interview about Reese. I'm going to say right off the bat, right, I think Sonia's been an absolute dick about this. Can I just say?
Oh, and you know what? I don't think she is. This is good.
Go.
At least
conversation.
We've got different
yes, different opinions.
Once.
Go on then. There Defend Sonia to me about this.
Right. Do you know what? You know I'm a huge Bianca stan
yeah.
as well, right? I love Bianca. But how fuming would you be, right, if your sibling sold essentially your story to a podcast that you were trying your best to forget about? I would be fuming. I would be livid. And she only did it, like you said, for £2,000. And
yeah,
is she even
lot,
had some Sonia any? Do you know what I mean?
She might have done
Not
if Sonia had been a bit more cooperative about it. My thinking is, though, like, and I think Bianca nailed it. Yes, I know Sonia had a traumatic time with it, but Sonia's main trauma from it was going to prison for a few months. Yes, not talking that down. Absolutely not. That was hard and rough. Pregnant in prison. That's not fun. All right. We know, you know, no one's going to deny that. However, Bianca was kidnapped and kept hostage and locked up for months over Christmas and was threatened with death, was told to take pills so that she'd commit suicide so that he wouldn't have to worry about her, was underfed, you know, malnourished, dehydrated, and basically traumatised about the whole thing. I'd argue Bianca has had a much rougher time with this than Sonia, and Sonia hasn't really given 2 seconds to think about that.
That I agree with. I agree that I don't feel like Sonia's been as sympathetic towards Bianca as she should have been. Really apologised for the fact that she brought Reese into their lives.
See, I would say I don't think
she
needs to apologise about that.
The right way, you know. Yeah, you're right, because she is a victim as well, and it was Reese who did it, not Sonia.
Yeah.
But I mean, from Bianca, you know, just have a conversation about you had it really rough. I'm really sorry that you had a rough time. I don't mean apologise for Reese, because obviously, you know,
no, it's not. That's not her fault, you know.
No, but I don't feel like recording a podcast is the right way of going about it. Had maybe Bianca been able to tell just her side of the story and I was locked up and not mention the stuff with Sonia, then maybe a bit fair dues, but there's no way that you could do it because that is part of the full story of why she was locked up in there. So,
although this podcast apparently goes viral the second it's released, I want to know what the secrets of that is, please. That would be helpful for us.
<that's>
Like
true.
Everywhere, it was everywhere. The second that it got released, everyone's texting and it's been shared on people's phones.
It's because they're in those circles, though, Rob. So for them, it's viral, but it might just be viral in East End London.
To be fair, that square rightly is obsessed with true crime, so it should be. Their lives are a true crime documentary on that square, aren't they? So they're probably all avid listeners to this podcast.
Do you know what? That podcast, they want to talk to some more people on Albert Square.
Oh, they'd have a whole series. They'd have a whole podcast series just about Albert Square.
Maybe we should. Maybe
competitors.
Should we do a podcast about all the crimes that happened on Albert Square?
Just the crimes. To be fair, I think we do that on a week-to-week basis anyway.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it? Yeah.
In all fairness. So this podcast gets released and everybody's texting. So Bianca realises that she needs to steal Sonia's phone. Again, I don't know what she thought she was going to achieve by doing that, because the texts weren't exactly going to go away, were they? But it was nice to see some of the names that were on the on Sonia's phone. We had like Tiff and Whitney and Morgan Morgan had messaged Bianca. Incidentally, Morgan messaged Bianca about the podcast. Not one word for like, where are you, when she was being kidnapped and held hostage for 3 months over Christmas as well. Over Christmas. Not one
word.
Well,
you know, now they know what happened. Maybe they've learned from it, Rob, and thought.
I don't know if Morgan even does know what went on. He does now, but I didn't know. I don't know how aware he was of anything that had gone on.
He's listened to a podcast about it all now.
It's not like he's rang up and gone, "You're right, Mum. That sounds rough." It sounds like you've had a time. I wondered why there was no Christmas dinner on the table over Christmas, and that's where you were. Fair play. I wonder why I didn't have any presents to unwrap.
Maybe I don't know. Yeah, you're right there. You're right. But I think with Bianca taking Sonia's phone, it just shows Bianca not
panicking.
Thinking about
no,
the long picture of things as well, and just Well, I mean, for now, I'll just stop it from reading it. I'm not going to think about
Yeah, the podcast will die, right? It won't, it'll go away, it'll
yeah.
fade, it'll fade, but
Couple of
no chance.
days, just keep a phone off for a couple of days.
No chance of that with the Kimfluencer around, and that's how she finds out, isn't it? Because Kim decides to do one of her little. This is the side of Kim that winds me up. Like, just she has to
Yeah, I
stand
know.
outside, like, and it's just like, have a bit of sensitivity, Kim. You know what Sonya's going through. You're one of, you're like, you know her, you know this woman, and you're standing outside her
This
house with
is,
your little selfie
yeah.
stick doing a documentary of your own. It's just like, get a grip, Kimberly.
This is it, though. This is what annoys me about the Kimfluencer, because I don't mind it. I don't hate it as much as you. But then it's like, that's just out of character for Kim. She wouldn't actually do that. She, her character would be sticking up for them and saying, move on, actually. Don't be doing that. I get it. I get it. It's part of her, influencer stuff. But realistically, Kim wouldn't actually be doing that anyway. She would be being a lot more sensitive about it, but clearly not.
Apparently not. But Sonya then discovers exactly what's gone on because Bianca's kind of forced to tell her. Chucks her out. I haven't got a sister. They have a blazing row. And it's sort of the wink
Yeah.
basically ends with them at like Sonya claiming that she hasn't got a sister. I want nothing to do with you. I never want to see you again. Leave the square. Never come back. I'm done with you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I think she's bang out of order here. I really,
Oh,
really
so
do.
do I, but I don't believe it anyway. That's why I guess I'm not that, like, I feel like she's just angry in the moment, but they'll
Oh
make
yeah,
up, so I'm not
they'll. I'm
actually that
assuming they're
annoyed
gonna.
by it,
Yeah,
because it's like,
I'm assuming they're gonna make up
yeah.
before Sonya leaves. But you know what I mean? It's sort of like I don't get really what soapbox Sonya's standing on with this whatsoever. Because I'm sort of like, you know what she went through. Yes, you both went through trauma, but it's all very well you saying that
It's
you need to forget about it, but you're completely forgetting about what Bianca needs to do to get over her own trauma with this.
no, I do, I get that, but I still don't think a podcast is the right way for
No,
Bianca
probably
to have gone
not.
about it.
Yeah, she could go to
A
therapy like
podcast that's
normal
going
people.
apparently viral as well, when Sonia's trying to forget about it, then she's got people trying to take pictures of her in the street. I can
She had that
see why
anyway, though.
Sonia's annoyed. I think Sonia said some very, harsh things,
Harsh,
like bringing up Tony and stuff. Don't get me wrong, I'm not team Sonia per se, but I can understand why she'd be rightfully annoyed by what Bianca's done, is what I would say.
So how do they fix this then, do we think? How do you ever consider do they come together before they both leave? Because
Yeah.
Patsy Palmer's a bit busy at the moment and
Oh,
she'll be
isn't
presumably
she?
leaving the show.
Love
She
it.
officially went into Celebrity Big Brother this week, and she's just as brilliant as I hoped she would be. She's fabulous. She had a
Yeah, love her.
she upset Michael Fabricant by asking him whether he was wearing a wig.
But
Oh,
spoiler.
sorry, you haven't
Oh,
seen it
okay.
yet, have you?
It's all right. I'm a couple of days behind her. It's all right.
Oh,
That's
she's
too much of
great.
a
She's
spoiler.
great. She seems to be quite, like, she's quite meditative, and which we knew she would be. The problem is with Patsy Palmer, I think that she takes herself quite seriously. So I wonder if that's going to have a, she's going to have some, a bit difficult when it, when some of the more, like, ridiculous aspects of the show come into play, like the tasks and stuff like that. I wonder how she'll get on with them. I'm intrigued to know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying actually. I'm just waiting for it to kick off.
Can't wait. You
And
just want it
that's
to.
because I'm expecting Bianca. No, I don't
Bianca
like
to
that
come out.
interview that she did, which she were right on doing, by the way, when she
Oh,
just
the
shut
Good
her
Morning
laptop
Britain
down
one.
mid screen. Yeah.
That's what I mean
So
though, that
I
that's
yeah.
that's what we're hoping to see. Let's be
Yeah.
honest. As reality
Well,
TV viewers, that's what we want to see.
it is. You'd hope that she's not going to be in those kind of situations, but I'll
No.
be absolutely amazed if she's not. So
Yeah, it's
be
Big
good to
Brother,
see her handle
you
it.
know.
Yeah,
Anything's
exactly.
possible. Anything's possible.
Anyway, we're not on Big Brother podcast, Rob, unfortunately. We're, well, I
That's a
mean,
thought. That's a thought. That's
unfortunately, unfortunately.
a thought for the future. They could have gone together quite well out of two podcasts if we'd done it, if we'd done that
Oh,
this series, couldn't they?
yeah.
So I was asking, how do you reckon they fix this between the two of them, presuming that they leave on fairly good terms with one another?
I think Sonny just needs to get behind a mic and tell her side, to be honest with
Yeah,
you.
so Sonya needs to do a podcast. And just to piss off the
Well,
person that did that podcast, do a rival podcast.
can't beat him. No. So part of me thinks, right, genuinely, if there's going to be a lot of hype about this podcast and stuff, maybe Sonia should just go on and tell her side so that it's not just Bianca. Because if she's upset by Bianca going, I can't believe she didn't see it, maybe Sonia could go on and say, well, actually, I was manipulated. He did this and this. I thought he was this caring guy. I
Right
mean,
out.
me and you fell for it, Rob. Everyone were telling us, and we were like, no, he's not for you.
Yeah, to
Oh,
be
he's
fair,
not for it.
we should both be furious with Bianca for humiliating us like this, shouldn't we? Because she
Yeah.
basically called us a mug on that podcast. She did. She called us a
Exactly,
mug.
right?
I ain't no mug.
So,
I'm a
but when
jug,
you
but not
think
a mug.
about, so if there's all this hype, Sonia could get offered a bit more money for it.
You
Take the
think?
money,
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do
On
think
their
2 grand's
side.
tight as a crab's ass for what they're actually given. Do you know what I mean? Like living in London, London wages, at the very least, you want to be earning more than that for going and giving them such an amazing material like that that's clearly going to go viral around London. I'd be tasking
And they
ten
will.
grand, thanks very much, at least, at the very
Well, it's
least.
Bianca, isn't it? She's not
I
pulling you
know.
through. She just said
500
two
quid's a lot.
grand. Yeah, go on
Yeah,
then.
500 quid's a lot to Bianca, isn't it?
Yeah. So either that or they're just going to have to leave the square because Sonia's going to say, I can't bear people looking at me and associating me with the coma killer, and I need to break
The
that
coma
stigma
killer.
and just go.
The coma killer. Fair play. It's a good podcast title.
That was a
Sometimes
very good
it
title.
was. Sometimes I'm sat here for weeks trying to work out episode titles, and the coma killer is one of those ones where I bet she came up with that straight away and then lit a cigarette because she's a genius. I bet.
Done.
Done.
Writes itself.
Yes. So we'll see how the two sisters reconcile if they do in the next couple of weeks, I should think. Right, ladies and gents, before we get on to the big mammoth thing that was Martin's funeral, let's have a little bit of a discussion about the new Fowlers. So.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
On to Vicky, Joel, and Ross. Now, I was a bit confused here. They seem to be halfway through the week. I was sort of looking at these three and thinking they seem to be building Vicky's history up quite a lot in Walford. And I was sort of like, am I misremembering how much history Vicky actually has in Walford? And then remembered that she was there for like quite a long time as a kid, like she, until Michelle left, and then she came back for a bit, obviously as a coffee drinker, and
An
now she's back
American
again.
teen.
Yeah, so she has got quite a lot of history on the square. And Ross receives a phone call from Australia saying that the money's been received, but the best thing for you is to stay very, very well away. Now, what is going on here, please?
I don't know anymore. I actually don't know. I don't think it's what I thought last week about the pictures. It can't be that.
No,
Because
definitely
why would they
not
tell
that.
him to stay away?
So, I've seen a few theories online that are kicking around. There seems to be some
Go
people that
on.
seem to be believing that some sort of trafficking thing is going on with Joel.
Yeah,
What do you
okay.
reckon?
Yeah. No, probably not that though. I
No,
don't know.
that's
I
out
don't
then.
know. To be fair,
Yeah.
I don't know. He was seeming a bit cheeky, weren't he, this week with Tommy? Like when they were stood outside Martin's stall and stuff. And I was like, what are you trying to hint at here? I was trying to think, like, what? Is this something
Well,
to do with.
I think that they're trying. I think like the way that they've sort of written Joel so far is just like, okay, so a bit of a tear away, I'm guessing, but the young troublemaker, nothing too dark or anything yet. Just a typical lad at his age, like sort of being quite cocky and all that kind of thing. That's fine so far, but I feel like something's going to get peeled away because there's a reason that they paired him with Tommy for a start,
Yeah,
haven't they? Because one or two things are going to happen. Either Joel is the start of Tommy trying, like, getting back to the old Tommy, where he's sort of like, yeah, I've got mates and starting to get self-confidence again and, sort of sorting his mental health out. Lovely. Or it's going to push him completely in the opposite direction because Joel's a terrible person.
Yeah, but why is he terrible? I don't get the impression that he's a good kid. And
Okay.
he did, and that first week he was a bit like all over girls, weren't he? Like, I hate girls.
Yeah.
Is that a typical teen lad
I
thing
would
that they're
say
trying to
so.
show, or are we supposed to read into it?
I don't know. I mean, I would. It's quite a thing for, like, because he's quite a handsome young kid, isn't he? So, it's the sort of, clearly going to build him up to be a bit of a heartthrob, heartbreaker amongst the girls at the square. That can sort of,
Maybe.
that's, because, he's got the Jamie Mitchell look about him, the Joe Wicks look about him.
Yes,
So
definitely.
he's clearly in that mold. So it's, I don't know. I'm not thinking that he's a terrible kid yet, but I can see an avenue as to where he might be revealed as one.
I just can't figure out like why they'd owe money and then they'd say stay away.
But
I
still
mean, I've
stay
seen
away.
the only other thing I was wondering because and this is really out there. It's probably more out there than what I said last week, but I've seen somebody online say they reckon that he was the AI that Tommy was talking to. I don't know how I don't have a clue
What?
on how you do that. I have no
You
idea.
no, I think you're either human or AI. I don't think you can be
No, as in
AI.
like he was pretending to be AI
Oh, I
and was
see.
like,
Why did my brain go to that automatically?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, but why would he go to Tommy before knowing him? That
I'm
doesn't
just
make
wondering
a
if
huge
there's
amount
a bit
of sense.
of... No, that is true. Unless he knew they were going to Walford, so he thought, oh,
But again,
you
why
know,
Tommy?
like the timing don't make sense, does it?
Yeah,
So,
no.
but then it just made me wonder: is it some fraud? Is he committing fraud? Is he committing fraud
Yeah.
out there or something? What's the crack with his mum, by the way? We don't really know, other than
No, we
that.
don't know.
What,
We don't know.
his
We
dad got
don't.
custody? Is that
Yeah,
right?
we don't really know what's going on with her, so that could be a potential reveal later, further down the line. I don't know.
Just
I'm
not
actually
know.
leaning more towards it being Ross. I said this last week that I'm getting slight villain vibes off Ross, so I wonder if that's still there in the
And do you
ether.
know what? I find it too obvious that they're giving that villainy vibe thing that I don't think that he would be. I think they want us to think that, but then they're like double bluffing us. I could be
Maybe.
totally wrong, and I'm just like thinking that they're double bluffing us all the time. But
Well, basically, we have no idea, is basically where we're at this stage,
well,
isn't it?
he's somewhat villainous because clearly Vicky doesn't have a clue about this
No,
whole
this is.
thing, does she? Which
I
we
did
weren't
wonder this
sure
last.
about
I
last
said we
week.
wondered this last
Yeah.
week whether Vicky knows,
Yeah.
and I think established this week that she doesn't know what's exactly been
No.
going on. She kind of, I think her, yeah, because she said at first, "Oh, Ross has built these debts up, so and he's
Yeah.
got like, you know, I think the implication was that he's got like loan sharks after him or something like
Yeah.
that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we need to pay this off, otherwise I'm in danger." And that's how Sharon was persuaded
Yeah.
to give them the money.
But she
So
clearly
she hasn't
doesn't.
got a, she doesn't know the truth.
No, because then she's booked the flights back to Sydney.
Yes.
And then he's trying to convince her to stay in the square, not
Because
like,
it's such
oh,
a
by
great
the way,
place,
those
full
guys
of
are
happy
after me.
memories, right?
Right?
You
Well,
love
she
it
obviously didn't know.
here.
Otherwise, he would have said, and we can't go back because they've threatened
Yeah,
us. So
yeah.
he's keeping that from her. Yeah, like you
Exactly.
said, being like, yeah, it's great around
Oh,
here. Why would we go back to Australia?
why would we ever go anywhere other than Walford? Hot sunny Walford with all its death and murder and explosions.
Yep.
Why would you not want to live here? So,
Right.
yeah, there's something dodgy going on. It either means that something's dodgy is going on with Ross and that he is a villain, or something's dodgy. I can't see Joel as this evil kid yet. I don't see
Oh,
that.
and I don't know. I see him as being a bit too cheeky. Like, I thought it was quite disgraceful. He was saying stuff on Martin's funeral day at the stall and stuff,
Yeah.
and being like, "Oh, we all these different." Do you say that? Oh, all these kids with all these different mums and saying things like that. And I'm like,
But is that a hint, though, about his
yeah,
parentage? Because that's
could
why
be.
maybe where this trafficking thing has come from, that he's kind of like bitter about like kids being able to grow up with their parents and having like a normal upbringing. So is that maybe where people have
Maybe.
got that idea from?
Are we talking drug trafficking
No, I think a kid
or human
trafficker, a
trafficking?
human trafficker or kid trafficking, and I
Oh.
assumed, well, the rumors were, I just saw, you know, the headlines of people
Yeah.
suspecting it, so I assume that's what they mean. But safe to say, I
Maybe.
don't think we know yet. But Vicky, it
No.
seems, has decided, all right, we'll stay around for a bit then. If that's what you want to do, I'll stay around, kick around with some family. Lovely.
Yeah,
So
love Ian.
yeah.
Brilliant. Love to get to know Ian some more.
So they're here to stay for
Yeah.
now. But I feel like
Yeah.
the reveal is going to keep coming over the week. We're clearly very much at the start of this story. We don't really know much that's going on yet. I mean, let us know in the comment section what you think's going on here. I've got no idea, in all honesty. Absolutely no idea. And I can't decide who to trust and who not to trust, which is great. That's a nice way to start a
And
story.
Sharon's a goner.
Yeah,
So they're
Sharon's.
staying there while Sharon's
I
gone for
assume
a
so.
bit.
Yeah,
To stay with
yeah,
Jada. Yeah, I bet that's exactly where she thought to go. I know, I'm gonna go stay with Jada. I thought that
yeah.
was so random. Because they can't say Michelle, can they, at minutes?
No,
So
Michelle's very much had a having as put her head under the blanket at the moment.
yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see
Anyway,
what goes
yes.
on there. Let us know in the comments your theories. Right, let's talk about the big section of the week, which was Martin's funeral. So the day of Martin's funeral has arrived, and Stacey returns. Now, first off the bat, before we go into any of this, is Stacey back now, do you think? Because you seem to think that she's going to go off again, but I kind of feel
Well,
like she's back now. I don't know either way.
you said last week, no, that's it, she's back. And I'm thinking, she's just had a newborn kid.
Yeah.
Like, you're entitled to like 9 months paid leave on maternity leave.
Maybe she didn't want
So
it.
I'd,
Maybe she loves it too much.
well, no, she might, maybe she's, committing to the storyline, Lacey Turner, but I don't know. I mean, props to her either way, whatever she's deciding to do,
Well,
because
I mean, think about what she
the
did with the
fact that
live
she's even been
episode.
back, yeah, right,
Amazing.
because
I mean, and we're about in the
so.
reins now where they would have been sort of that the
Yeah,
live episode would have been
filming.
about now. So, well, obviously, the
Yeah,
live episode was when
well,
it was, but
kind of late.
rehearsals for the live episode, I mean.
Yeah.
So, I kind of, I don't know. I mean, mate, there's an avenue in this storyline where she could go off again, you know, sort of
Yeah.
just like, oh, I need to get away from all this madness. But I feel like she's back now. I don't know.
Well, I've been wondering, is she going to go a bit part-time? So she might be a bit like, we might just see her a couple of times a week in Slater Kitchen rather than, having major storylines. But I don't feel like that's the case because I feel like she's going to be part of some
Busy stuff,
major
isn't she?
storylines after
Yeah,
this
yeah,
week, especially with Lily and stuff.
yeah.
So I don't know.
Well,
We'll wait and see, I guess. But
we
fair play to
shall.
Lacey Turner.
Oh, she's great. I just love her.
Amazing.
I love her. We're so
I love
lucky to
her.
have her. Lucky to have
Love
her.
her.
But Stacey does return, drunk on the back of a milk float.
Brilliant.
So TV is the only place I ever see milk floats. Do
See,
they
milk
still
float.
exist?
I was thinking
Do they still
exact
exist,
same.
milk floats, in real
Yes.
life?
I got my, I am, oh, what's that company called now? I had one for me nan.
Did
I got her
you?
milk. Yeah.
I want to go on
Like
the back
during
of a milk
COVID and
float.
stuff,
Yeah. Oh,
I organized
yeah.
milkmen to come and
Oh, that's
have the
clever.
milk.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Same.
figured that, like, you know, they exist in like villages and stuff like that. But like in the centre of London, I didn't think that they were still a thing because you've got like
Yeah, what's
shops and stuff
company
that sell
called? I
it.
don't know. Someone will know. It's like, it's literally called like Mr. Milk or something. There's
Milks
an
R
app.
Us.
Yeah,
Milk. Yeah.
there's an app. It's blooming expensive
Oh,
though.
I bet it
They're
is.
not
I bet
helping
it is.
themselves, let me tell you.
I like the days where you used to have like, you know, milk bottles on your step and you could get like banana milkshake and all that kind of thing. You could order a yogurt if
You
it was a
can,
special week.
Rob,
Yeah.
you can, but
Amazing.
it's just
Might
really
do it.
expensive. But yeah, I
Might
did
do
it for
it.
my nan. Yeah,
Nice.
there you go. They
Anyway,
do exist.
so she's back
Sorry.
on the back of a milk float, drunk.
Yes.
And presume and obviously Lily has been stressing all week that mum's let her down and that mum's not here for her when she needs her. Fair point, I think. You know, I mean,
Very fair.
yes, I get that Stacey needed to go off and have some time, but she was off for quite a while and wasn't really kind of in contact with anybody. So I can kind of see Lily's point of view here, can't you?
I mean, we know they had to write Lacey Turner out,
Oh
let's be
yeah. But
honest. They had to. But
character-wise, you can get it.
character-wise, it's good though in a way that Lily's been like, you've not been here, because at least we're acknowledging the fact that that is not a, like that, your kids are going to be pretty upset that you just decided to leave because their dad's died. Like that, it's kind of, and I think last week Jean was saying how she really struggled when her husband died and how it was Stacey having to look after the home and things. And I think they're trying to kind of set those parallels, which is why
Maybe.
Jean's being quite understanding towards Stacey and
Yeah,
well, she
maybe.
was, weren't she, last week? Yeah.
I want to talk about that really gorgeous moment. I like the Guard of Honor thing. Now, I had a look at
Oh,
about
yeah.
Guard and Honor online. I thought it was very military. I think it's to do with military stuff, except in EastEnders where they do this sort of thing quite ceremoniously, which I quite enjoy. You know, people, the linchpins of the square get the sort of military send-offs, which I quite enjoy. They get like state ceremony funerals with like
Yeah.
black
Yes.
horses and everything like that. I love it. I want a dramatic funeral like that. I want to be carried down the street and put in
Get
a and
it.
put in a hearse with black horses with big feathers on top of them. I want all of that. I want it to be the
Well,
campest, most dramatic funeral that's ever been seen.
no, that's fully fair, right? But all week I've been thinking, how has Ruby afforded this funeral?
Yeah.
How
But
have
she
they
paid for it on
afforded
her
it?
own.
Yeah, that's the impression we've got because she's come in, right? Absolutely skint, like fair, no money.
Yeah.
Sold a bracelet that she was saving for Roman, bought the stall with all of that money, or did she have some left over
I think
from
it
this
was that was
bracelet?
it was
How
the
much
it
was
was
it
the brace.
worth?
It was well, either way, it's not going to cover a big old
No.
funeral. But then I can also imagine, seeing as though it's Martin, I reckon that she got some great discounts along the way.
Yeah, but even still, I mean, you're cheaper,
Yeah, it
very
wouldn't have been
minimalist
cheap.
funeral costs about 4 grand these days.
That's ridiculous, and it's to bury somebody that you
Honestly.
love.
Yeah, no, it's insane. So anyway,
But I loved
he
all
had
that.
to
I
have it
thought.
though. They did it.
Yeah, quite right. And I thought it was a really gorgeously like filmed moment, really well directed. It just like really somber and had quite a lot of pathos about it. I really enjoyed that moment. I thought it all looked great. With them all sort of
Yes.
carrying the coffin and placing it quite ceremoniously into the back of the hearse and then setting off to the church. Now, Stacey doesn't see that bit because she's busy being sobered up in Sonia's kitchen with like, you know,
Yeah.
Sonia's practically pouring coffee down her throat with a funnel at that moment because she's hammered.
Yes.
And
I
she,
loved that,
well,
by the way, that it was Sonia who helped Stacey. It was
The
very
two
like
exes,
what Martin would have
the two
wanted.
main exes of Martin, and
Yeah.
then kind of symbolic about how apart from the whole thing and how out of Martin's life Ruby actually is, because she wasn't even involved in that, was she? Which I
No.
thought was very
And also
deliberate.
that in a way that the procession wasn't that important to them anyway. As nice as the procession was, realistically, it didn't mean a lot, if you know what I mean.
It was for everybody else, that bit, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that. Because Sonia and Stacey, I mean, it didn't really get mentioned again. I know it did at the time about Stacey missing it, but no one thought, oh, Sonia weren't there. I thought it were really nice them having those little moments together.
Yeah,
they,
I liked
like you
it.
Said, the main exes of
because they've had a few little kind of bust up Sonia and Stacey about Martin as well. So I think it was quite nice to sort of have that moment between the two of them. That was nice. But as a consequence, Lily and Stacey have a blazing row and Stacey slaps her. Yes.
Ooh.
Not good. Not good. Slap not your good. Daughter. Yes.
I mean, she was saying some hurtful things and Stacey being in her way in the state that she was in, but still.
Yeah, still not good.
Great.
As a consequence, Lily storms off and misses the funeral. And I tell you what, even if they make up everything else that they were arguing about, that's gonna be one of those things that they bring up over the next few years when Stacey and Lily.
When you slapped me on Martin's funeral.
Yeah, I missed my dad's funeral because of you. You know, she's just gonna shift the blame from it's your fault that he's dead to well, you maybe miss his funeral. You know, that's gonna be a thing, I think.
Also, Eve did such a bad job trying to find Lily.
She did. She just sort of like, well, I've looked around. I can't find her. I'll just go to the funeral then, shall I?
She's an upset teenager. She will be in the park drinking alcohol.
Where all teenagers
that's
go.
That's where they are.
Where all teenagers go. They go sit on a swing with a bottle of vodka. That's all anyone
Literally.
Ever does in that situation
just go
in
to
Square.
The park. That's where they'll be. Anyway, there we go.
What are you thinking of Lily and Avani's friendship? I quite like it.
I'm here for it. Yeah. I love it. It's funny, isn't it, though? Because I think that we're trying to see that Ivan is like the instigator, but then I actually think it's going to turn and it's going to end up being Lily, and she's the one who keeps taking it to the extreme over Ivan.
Oh, and you reckon Ivan is going to be like, can we calm down a second here? Like,
yes.
That would be... Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether we're supposed to see Ivan as like a bad influence on Lily or something, but I kind of feel that Stacey Slater's daughter could be quite capable of doing all of this on her own. You know, she doesn't need influencing necessarily, I don't think.
Yeah, but had Ivani not turned up with that bottle of vodka, I don't think Lily would have gone out of her way to find some alcohol that day.
But maybe
it was
not,
given
but
to her,
she'd have caused trouble
I know
in some
what
other
you're
form
saying.
Of way, wouldn't she? I would have thought.
I mean, I don't know. Like, this is typical teen stuff, but I don't think they are like that these days. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm going to find out in about 10
you
years'
are.
time.
Good luck with that. So the funeral itself, I thought, nice stuff. You know, burying with nice Julius scene at the end. You know, credits rolled over the sort of sunrise and stuff over the cemetery. Quite symbolic, like quite similar to the way Dot's funeral was filmed in the end, wasn't it? It was quite nice and kind of meant something. So I liked all of that. At the burial, Stacey sort of steps forward and sort of gives a monologue about how much Martin meant to her and how, you know, all the I'll never love like Martin again. And Ruby stood there. Again, I was sort of like, I get why she's doing that, but she was doing that for herself and nobody else, wasn't she, at that point?
Yeah, Stacey, you mean, when she was saying it all?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was when you look at it from Ruby's perspective, it was a bit in bad taste, wasn't it?
Can I say, throughout this whole entire thing, I've been saying Team Ruby, with like the odd little sort of dalliance towards Stacey, but on the whole, I don't think Ruby has been a bad character throughout all of this. I don't think we're supposed to have... I get that we're supposed to be hating Ruby because of the fact that it's Stacey and Martin who are like the Ross and Rachel of Walford. I get that.
Yeah.
But in terms of their behaviour, I think Ruby's been all right. She's not done anything vindictive.
She's been a bit... She's been a bit over the top with the funeral planning. But having said that, she did a cracking job.
She did do a cracking job. Stacey wasn't going to do any of that. Like the person that you claimed was desperately in love with you, who, you know, his last words essentially were saying how much he loved you because he'd stayed to have a moment with you so you could talk about your relationship in a building that was collapsing. You know, I think you could probably maybe give Ruby 50 quid towards the flowers or something like that, you know?
But then again, you could argue this depends on how you view life and death, I guess, in a way. Is a funeral that important? You know what I mean? In the grand scheme of things, spending all that money putting on this show when actually it don't really matter.
It's about
Unless
the statement
you find it
of
does.
It, yeah. Yeah,
it's about how you feel, isn't it?
I think that that's your... I think funerals are seen as like your final way of showing how much you loved that person. in a
It
lot
is
of
clear.
ways, aren't they?
I personally think that the closure,
Yeah.
but does that mean that you need to put all that effort into it? Could you do it in your own way, like Stacey did?
What effort?
Arguably,
What
Stacey's
effort did Stacey
message,
put in? What
Yeah,
effort
but
did
the
Stacey
message,
put in?
the speech that she said,
Right,
that meant that arguably meant more than the amount of money and effort that Ruby put in. I
Maybe,
mean, sorry, Ruby,
maybe.
I know you put a lot of
She did a lot of
money and effort
effort.
into it,
But I would
but.
say as well, the thing about Ruby is that, and I think this was covered very well this week, and sort of Ruby's motivations throughout all of this was that this is a girl who's just lonely. You know, she's got nobody. And she had created this fantasy fairy tale in her head about her and Martin, which people, it seemed, were constantly trying to bat away from her, that she couldn't even hold that close to her. So, and then obviously all the sympathy is going towards Stacey and her bratty daughter in her eyes. So I kind of understood Ruby's sort of MO throughout this entire storyline, to be honest.
I think Ruby's always been jealous of Stacey, hasn't she, as
Yeah.
well? And like even
Yeah.
trying to be her in some ways, like Martin, for example,
Yeah.
trying to live Stacey's life. I mean, grass is always greener, isn't it? Because
Oh, yeah,
Ruby's always been
100%.
the one with the money, normally.
Yeah.
But Stacey's the one who's got the love and the family. And I think that is what Ruby, I think Ruby would trade her money in all the way for that Stacey's
Yeah.
got.
And I reckon when Stacey was younger, she would have traded in Ruby's life for sort of what she had to go through with Jean and everything like that, you know. So it's,
100%,
yeah, it is interesting. And their relationship is kind of interesting to sort of see play out and sort of see those resentments sort of come to the forefront and bubble up. And, you know, bringing in the Martin aspect of that as well, it's sort of, I almost kind of wish Ruby had come back much sooner so that this could have played out for a much longer period, you know. So the funeral's over. Ruby's all sort of bruised from what Stacey had been saying at the funeral. I'm fair play to her for not kicking off there and then. There was a side of me that thought that Ruby was going to kick off and push Stacey into her grave, into the grave. I thought that was going to happen.
I didn't think of that, but
I thought that was going to happen. I thought they did well to resist a punch up at the funeral. So fair play to that. But Stacey finds her later at the allotments, and they kind of have a conversation. Stacey tells her the truth about what Martin said on his deathbed,
Finally.
and again, Ruby's kind of that must absolutely kill Ruby inside, though. I think she kind of knew it. She kind of knew, but to have it confirmed is like 10 times more painful, isn't it?
Well, she said it, didn't she, to Stacey when she came over. She was like, he told you, didn't he, when he was dying, that he loved you. That's why he said all of that. You could kind of see the cogs going when Stacey were talking at the funeral. They were going, okay. But then, yeah, like you say, to hear it confirmed doesn't necessarily make it any easier.
No, of course it
But
doesn't.
again,
No.
a bit of closure, I guess, there for Ruby. At least she knows now and ain't going to be second guessing that.
Yeah. Well, we then see Ruby later at night standing by the stall, looking all stoic and sort of determined. And then later on that night, Stacey and Lily are sort of at two with one another, and Stacey looks out the window and the stall is ablaze. All the memorabilia, all the flowers, all the pictures, gone. They are destroyed. The stall is
How could
destroyed.
anybody do such a thing on the day
How
of the
could you
funeral?
do this, Ruby? Is everyone's thinking straight away. Because the next day, Avani has told Priya, oh, I saw Ruby with a match. And that kind of sets the wheels in motion for everyone thinking it was Ruby. And to be honest with you, did you think it was Ruby at this stage?
I did, but then I was like, is it too obvious? It's too obvious, isn't it? They're trying to make it look like Ruby. But I did because I couldn't think of anyone else who would do it. Or Joel, I wondered.
Yeah, I did wonder about Joel. I think my thinking with it was, I wonder if I think this, I can believe that it's Ruby because I know her exit's coming up. So I feel like they're just kind of making her do one horrible thing before she leaves so that we're glad to see the back of the sword. I thought they were going down that route with her. So I'm glad that they actually subverted that and made us kind of sympathetic towards Ruby before she left, or at least I was sympathetic towards Ruby before she
I
left.
was.
Yeah. It turns out that the person who actually did it was Lily. And the way that that's found out is because she had a drinks flask throughout the entire thing of getting drunk with Avani, and then decides to set fire to the stall and use the vodka that was inside the drinks flask as an accelerant to the flames. Not her
Smart.
best. Yeah, not clever. Not genius, really, move, Lily, is it? Really?
No.
Not exactly covering your tracks
Why? He
brilliantly.
still, I mean, at first I was like, why have they made it Lily? I don't understand the logic. And then when she was like, oh, saw that photo we as all as this happy family, I thought, well, she was drunk, weren't she? I guess. So okay. But still.
Where are you at with what Lily's actually saying to Stacey at this moment? Like, are you agreeing with her? Are you seeing her point of view, or do you reckon she's just kind of kicking off and Stacey's the nearest target
I
because she's
think
her mum?
had I think it's that, and I think had Stacey not been away for the past few weeks, she probably wouldn't be feeling all of this resentment. But I
Yeah.
think that Lily has felt like she's been having to do a lot more around the house, look after her brother and sister, and
Yeah,
has
yeah, yeah.
resented
As well as
Stacey
Charlie.
for it as well as Charlie, of course. And I think that she's just looking for someone to blame, and Stacey's it. I
Yeah,
think it's part of her grief, unfortunately.
and if Stacey hadn't gone away, they could have done this already. This bit
Yes.
could have been done before we actually
Yeah.
got to the funeral.
And even
So,
spoken about calmly, perhaps, rather than letting it build and build and build up over the past few weeks, where it's turned into what
and
it's
then
now
do it
turned
now,
into.
where emotions are high anyway because it's the
Yeah.
funeral. Like
Yeah.
it was going to go up like Martin Stall eventually, wasn't it?
Wow.
So, I just think that. Is this going to run and run and run now, this sort of resentment between Lily and Stacey, or do you reckon they're going to be able to solve this between them fairly quickly?
I'm not sure because I don't. I mean, they could resolve it potentially, but that I guess that depends on what how Lily's feeling about it. Or I feel like Lily's gonna go off the rails, though, if I'm honest with
Yeah, I
you.
think she is. Yeah, I think she's already
Yeah.
halfway there, to be honest.
Yeah. I think I'm here for it though, I'm not gonna lie. But
Well, Lily Turner's been amazing this week, hasn't she? I've really
oh my,
enjoyed her
she's
this week.
incredible. Like she's so
So
good.
good.
Like
So
she's
good.
so good.
The
Yeah,
future for
she's
the
one to
show is
watch out
bright with young
for.
actors like that in the forefront. I'm telling you now, she's great.
100%. Yeah, she is really good. So I'm just wondering, is she going to go off the rails? Are we potentially going to get a bit of, are they going to start with some early bipolar signs with her? I don't know. That's been mentioned in the past.
Yeah, it's interesting with that because I was loving all of that. I thought that was a really good thing to, but then I don't know if you're gonna, it does it work like that? Like, all three generations would be bipolar. I don't know how that exactly works, but I thought it was fascinating when Lily was scared that she might have it. I thought that was a really interesting thread for her character that they've sort of not addressed for a while.
I think it would be quite realistic. It could easily be a hereditary thing and a genetic thing, and it can
Yeah.
just be triggers in your environment that then turn it on,
That's
really. And I
how it
think
worked
this
for
would be,
Stacey, wasn't it? I think it was Daniel's death that triggered it for Stacey, wasn't it?
yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this could easily be a trigger for Lily. Whether they're going to do that this young and at this stage, I'm not sure, but
Yeah,
I
Stacey was a
think
bit
it'd be
older. I don't
realistic.
think. Yeah, I think because I
Yeah.
remember having a conversation. I can't remember if it was with you or the other podcast where we had this conversation. I think you've got to be a bit older before it's diagnosed. I think you've got to be older than what
Oh,
Lily is
okay,
right now.
yeah.
I think you have because Stacey was around the right age for it, and I
Stacey
think
were
you.
about 18, 19, weren't she? I
Yeah,
think when
I
she
think
had it,
Lily's.
or when she got
We
diagnosed,
forget that
yeah.
because she's got a kid and everything. Lily's still quite young, so I
Yeah.
think it should be a few more years if they
So,
decide to go down that route with her.
okay, so maybe it's just going to be teen going off the rails, having lived on Albert Square, let's be honest, we've said this whole time,
Yeah, I
don't we?
mean, if you have a kid on Albert Square, your teenager is going to be the devil child eventually.
So, oh, they're going to experience a lot of trauma and, react in a way, in a response to that trauma, Lily.
Yes, it's not going to go well, is it?
No.
And then the final section of the week really was the Ruby and Stacey scene at the graveyard. And I thought this was really nicely done. I liked all of this. I thought the way that I was pleased that they were able to sort of part ways on fairly amicable terms. I liked it. I
Yes.
thought, Stacey, kind of going up to her and sort of addressing aspects of her own selfishness in this situation, to be honest. And I thought it worked really nicely. And just sort of Ruby going off kind of felt like a nice sort of
Yeah.
close to it all.
It's like for 5 minutes, they both forgot about the fact that they were enemies and that they were just
Yeah.
their old friends again, which I
Yeah.
thought were really. Do you know what? It was the only time I genuinely got goosebumps during that scene.
Did
Only
you?
time all week. Yeah. I just thought, like, oh, they've made friends. And then I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, I should go in. Come on, be mates again. I wouldn't mind to see. I wouldn't mind seeing you being friends again. Why has she got to leave now?
Well, it's weird because the entire week I was sort of just like, yeah, Ruby's exit. There's nothing for her
Yeah.
now. So yeah, this
Yeah.
is good. But then they sort of teased her and Zach.
Oh yeah, what was that about? What were pointing in that if she's going
Yeah,
anyway?
and
Why?
then sort of mended them and mended Ruby and Stacey. So it's sort of like
Yeah.
there's potential now for Ruby to return again.
Yeah,
So
you've just given her potential and then made
you're
her
giving her
leave.
stuff to yeah. So I yeah, but I think what it was about was sort of like as it was Ruby leaving. You sort of be like, there's no need for us ever to see Ruby again now, I guess is there? But now
Yeah,
they've sort
because
of
it's
given
all
her
been
a
tied up.
yeah, but now they've sort of given her a reason to come back. So it's there's elements there that they can sort of play with later on down the line.
What was that with Zach? You don't think that they wanted to write in that she's going to be pregnant and we didn't see that they actually slept together or something? That's what my brain went to.
So what you reckon that she's now pregnant with what would be Sharon's nephew or niece? And that's going to be revealed
Potentially.
further down the line. Maybe, maybe. I mean, Zach has literally just discovered he's got a kid. It might be a bit repetitive for him to discover that he's got another one further down the line.
YOLO, Rob. YOLO. You never know.
YOLO. All right,
I
fair
just
play.
don't understand why they wrote that look
No,
in
I
my.
think
That was a
just,
moment. That was a
yeah,
moment. Why
because they did,
bother?
yeah, it was a moment, but I think that they did that thing with Zach and Ruby before, didn't they? When he was
Yeah.
sort of recovering from he just got over the Barney kind of reveal.
Yeah.
So I feel like when Ruby comes back, it's going to be her and Zach together for sure.
But is she coming back? Because
I
she's
don't know.
left.
I
Is
haven't
that
asked
why?
Louisa, but I
Okay,
assume
so
so.
maybe she's coming back then, like in a year or something. I
Maybe.
don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We
Okay.
shall see. Gold star this week, Ray.
I've been toying with it because, do you know what? I'm giving it to Stacey. I'm
Are
giving it to
you? Oh, in
Stacey.
which case
Finally
then?
coming back. But no,
Yeah.
really, I'm kind of giving it to Lacey Turner as well.
Fair.
Like,
Yeah, Lily for me, 100%. I thought she was
I
amazing
was
this week.
brilliant.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely brilliant stuff from Lilia Turner this week. She's the future of the show, let me tell you.
She's one to watch out for.
Yeah, 100%. They want to nail her down because otherwise she'll go off
Yes.
and be successful somewhere else. And we're selfish
We don't want
viewers
that. I
of
mean,
EastEnders. We don't
we
want
do,
success. No, we don't. We don't want success for her. We want sustain EastEnders and wow us every single week.
yeah.
Thank you very much. Yes. Right, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for this week's discussion. We'll finish the podcast as usual with some comments from you.
So we asked you on Instagram, did Ruby make the right decision in leaving and will you miss her? And Rachel Alice June said, I didn't like her for the entirety of her stint until tonight when she and Stacey had that talk at the end. Now she makes sense to me. Still won't miss her though. And Ian Harrod said, I like her. There, said it. Not sure what storyline could have been written for her though. Relationship with Zach? Not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that they kind of covered well why she was acting the way she acted. And I still
Yeah.
say I have a lot I have a bit more sympathy. I think I might have had more sympathy towards Ruby this week than I did Stacey, which feels mad. But I think I did. I thought Stacey just acted
Yeah,
like
you've.
I think Stacey didn't act brilliantly. Like she didn't deal with anything brilliantly this week. I think that the way she dealt with Lily wasn't great, and I think that she sort of act, she, I think she's acted a little bit selfishly throughout all of this. I get she's grieving, and you're not going to get your most positive sort of attributes
Yeah.
from grief, are you? But I feel like Ruby dealt with things a little bit better.
See, whilst I agree with what you're saying, I think we're also forgetting the fact that Stacey had quite the traumatic experience being trapped in there with Martin and having to be with him when he died and
Yeah.
witnessing it all. So I
That was
think,
her fault.
I mean, she picked a great moment to decide
Yeah.
to have a chat, didn't she?
Yeah. We're not
But if you
leaving
put
this
that to the
building until you tell
side,
me that you love me. Like, come on.
putting that to the side and seeing that Stacey had to go through all that with Martin
Yeah.
could kind of justify why she's behaving in the way that she's behaving because it's quite a lot for somebody to go through.
It is.
However, if you look at it from the fact that actually Ruby was the one that Martin was with when he died, and that was his partner when
Yeah.
he died,
Yeah.
she's not, people haven't really been that great to her, have they? Let's be
No,
honest. Like,
exactly. This is what I mean.
yeah,
And
no,
like
I know what you mean.
and when it initially happened, like nobody went to go and see if Ruby was all right, apart from Zach.
Yeah,
Nobody else
yeah.
cared. Like we're all kind of
Because
hugging
everyone was into
Stacey in the
Stacey.
square. Yeah, I felt sorry for her. I really did. I
Yeah,
know
I
she
know.
can be, you know, a bit on her high horse sometimes, Ruby, but I think I kind of really
Yeah.
felt sorry for Ruby by the end.
Yeah.
Lauren Charles said about the funeral, well, I cried pretty much the whole way through. Wonderful send off to a very important character slash part of the community. Really felt for everyone. They're all in so much pain. Such a shame that Lily didn't attend, but also understandable. Side note, I appreciated the little moments of light humour throughout. It was a very well-written episode. Yes, I liked that moment with the Carters and the Knights where Anna said something about a banana, and they were doing that thing that you're not supposed to do at a funeral and laugh, and they're
Yeah.
trying to stop themselves from
Yeah.
laughing. Well, that was quite a nice human moment with the characters. I liked that.
Yes. And I think Martin would have approved as
I
well,
think he
wouldn't he?
would.
Because,
Martin
you
would have been
know,
there giggling, I think, as
yeah.
well.
They did as well when they were discussing, you know, how they were going to carry the coffin. There were a bit of
Yeah.
light heart there. Light
Yeah.
heart? Light hearted
My
humour
heart
there
had.
when they were talking about football teams. And I thought I didn't like him anyway, you know. I want to
Yeah.
chant Tottenham Hotspur, which is fair
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
they, you
Yeah,
know,
I
if
thought
they're
I
on the
like yeah,
stand,
there was
sort of.
it was quite human the way that it was all dealt with, wasn't it?
Yes,
Yeah, I liked it a
yeah, it
lot.
was well written. Kieran Smith says, I liked the fact that Ruby and Stacey parted on somewhat friendly terms. I can definitely see her popping back in the future. The young girl who plays Lily is fantastic, and I hope we have another Lacey Turner on our hands.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
she's gonna be one to watch. I'm telling you now. And
100%.
finally, Annalise Bazaar says, whatever Bianca said about Sonia on the podcast can't nearly be enough to invalidate how much she did for Sonia. From trying to warn her about Reese to taping the confession, being in a normal prison would be awful, but being chained up in secret by a deranged, unreliable killer is many levels worse. Sonia's being too full of herself.
Fair, when you put it like that. Rob, why didn't you say it like that?
Why didn't I say it like that? Why, Annalise, you want a job presenting a podcast? I've just been sacked.
I think but also, like, don't go broadcasting it on a podcast, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there were ways of getting the therapy that you needed, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I think in the whole, Bianca...
You'll get paid to go to therapy, though, would you, Rob?
No, you'd be paying them $2,000 for the therapy, let me tell you. Yes, yeah, exactly. Bianca couldn't afford therapy.
Now she can pay for it.
Now she can afford therapy.
Oh, okay, that could be a good argument for her. That's what she should have said. I just did it for therapy money, Sonia. Come on.
I don't think she will do that now. I think Bianca's all right. I think Bianca's over it. I think she's fine.
Well, Freddie did say maybe use it towards getting a private ADHD diagnosis, actually.
I'd forgotten about the ADHD thing completely, hadn't you?
How could you? I know. Absolutely not. Everything about Bianca screams ADHD. Yeah,
it does.
Everything.
Bless her. Right, ladies and gents, that's it for this week. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you could do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark.
Yes.
And don't forget, we are not here next Saturday. It'll be next Sunday. Okay?
So the words right out of my mouth there.
Yeah, so maybe the fifth time, but
okay. We will still get messages. I'm telling you now,
we're
going to
find out which ones of you skip the intro and the end part
and the ending.
Okay?
Yeah,
that's
we'll
what
know.
We're going to find out next week.
And we'll tell you off. Let me tell you.
They don't even know that we're saying this, Rob. They're not even listening.
So we can say whatever we like about them, can't we? Fake fans. Fake fans honestly. Is what they are. Yes. So there we are, ladies and gents. I will speak to you on Sunday next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Bye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.